Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Very smelly show today, Brooke.
Oh.
I think in the next hour we're going to be making some perfumes, but first we have to relive something we covered yesterday. You brought in a probably 2-3-year-old jar of peaches and just had me crack it open and chuck a whiff because you didn't want to do it. This is how that went. Smelling it now. Look, overwhelmingly does smell like peaches. There's a bit of a slight vinegary whiff, but that's dissipated pretty quickly. I think you've just got some.
Oh, no, I can smell it over here, though.
I'm just trying to fan it over to you.
That's not good.
It was very vinegary.
Yeah,
underneath the peachy musk.
Worse for me initially on this side of the desk for some reason. It's like it wafted over.
It just filled the whole studio. Look, I promised to get you back.
You did. I didn't think it'd be this instant, but
no,
you did.
I had it ready to go. A jar of kimchi that had been homemade by me. And when you're sort of doing your own home preserves, there's some sort of, it's not a mold, but there's like a build-up of like plaque in the bottom of the jar. And so about 95% of the jar through, I saw a bit of that white plaque and thought, I'm just going to leave that there. And it's been in my fridge for a few months. Brooke, I've brought it in with me.
Oh, no.
You're going to crack it open. But first, let's have a bit of pomp and a bit of ceremony to this. Through the years, mankind has uncovered some truly foul odours. Sex Panther from Anchorman.
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
The studios after Brooke's been using them.
Oh, it smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
And now another, as we crack open Bob's old jar of moldy kimchi from 5 months ago.
5 months ago.
Handing you the jar now, Brooke Humble.
Incredibly rude. I am scared. At least with the...
I want to say this actually first.
I don't even know if I can get the lid off.
It looks a lot better than I thought it would. It is meant to stay preserved for a while, and there's not too much more white growth.
The lid is sealed on. I cannot get that.
It's all that bacteria.
You have to try.
If this backfires, then I'm going to have to crack this
that
open.
That is hilarious. Is it just me?
No, it's quite tough.
I think it's...
It's sealed? This is harder to open than Tim Whetstone's homemade jam.
All the gases have just sealed it shut. Oh, my God. That's such a fail, but I'm so happy.
No, we'll run some hot water over it. We'll get it up on the socials, Magic 931.
Stay tuned.